The Navy is continuing its investigation of drinking water wells on and around its bases. Environmental teams from the Navy are now focused on sampling at NAS Whiting Field in Santa Rosa County and its outlying fields in Northwest Florida and South Alabama.
The last several months, we have been sampling the community residents around Whiting Field, about a mile outside the property.
Julie Ziegenhorn is Public Affairs Officer for NAS Whiting Field. In March, the Navy initiated off-base drinking water sampling near the installation north of Milton. During the month of June, the scope of work is expanding.
Now we are moving out to our outlying landing fields out in Alabama, western Alabama, near Foley, and north in Evergreen and Bruton, and then closer in here in Santa Rosa County.
In Santa Rosa, that includes Spencer Field and Pace, as well as outlying landing fields Santa Rosa, Pace, Herald, and Holly, which is now a solar field. Letters and postcards have been sent to residents in the affected areas requesting to sample drinking water wells that are their primary source of water. Sampling around the OLFs was slated to begin last Friday and continue until this Friday, June 18th. Another time frame is set for June 25th through July 2nd.
Welcome, and thank you for your interest in the NAS Whiting Field PFAS drinking water well investigation.
This online presentation, available at whitingfieldpfas.com, is designed to be a summary of several topics related to the investigation. For a little background, Ziegenhorn says the Navy's testing of drinking water dates back 5 years ago.
In 2016, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, established a drinking water lifetime health advisory level for certain compounds in the PFAS family, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, and specifically two of those substances, PFOS and PFOA.
These are compounds found in common commercial products such as nonstick cookware and stain-resistant products such as carpet. They are also components of the aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, a firefighting foam used by the Navy and other agencies for testing, training, and firefighting.
And because the EPA established these advisory levels, the Navy is moving out and looking at locations where we may have had historical or known use of the firefighting foam. And we are going to request to sample folks in those areas that might have drinking water wells to ensure that our community partners are not drinking water with these compounds above the lifetime health advisory level.
That level is 70 parts per trillion. For a visual, Ziegenhorn says it amounts to about a teaspoon from those large water towers utilized throughout the region. Now, while there are no health studies available, the Navy is collaborating with the EPA, Region 4, Florida Department of Environmental Protection, and the State Department of Health. The Navy began testing drinking water in designated areas in 2016. In 2019, data was released from drinking water testing around NAS Pensacola and nearby Quarry Station and Softly Field in southwest Escambia County. The results showed 13 of 50 wells tested around Softly had levels above EPA's lifetime health advisory. As part of the initial investigation at NAS Whiting, 23 areas on base, including the former crash crew fire training area, have been identified as confirmed or potential PFAS releases. Testing on and around the base has been conducted, and some of those results are in.
Our first go-around resulted in three results that exceeded the EPA's lifetime health advisory.
Susan Brink is Public Affairs Officer for Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command Southeast, or NAVFAC Southeast for short.
When that happens, we automatically look at where those residents are in alignment with that mile radius that we've set as the first round of looking at the drinking water wells. If those residents' houses that had exceedances, if there's more properties outside that mile, we go 1/2 mile each time we find an exceedance until we don't find any more exceedances.
As the Navy expands to outlying fields, officials are working on a second set of testing around Whiting, in which the results show three more residents with exceedances. and 6 more test results pending.
So as soon as we get those results, we will evaluate that area again to see if we do need to step out farther. And if we do, we will send more postcards and letters to those areas and set up another round of sampling.
In cases where results exceed the lifetime health advisory, bottled water is being provided while the Navy seeks the best long-term solutions.
The environmental team will go out and do an engineering study to determine what is available in the area. Is there municipal water lines already close to the residents, or how far away are they?
Other options may include some kind of filtration system or possibly a new well. Including areas around Whiting and its 11 outlying landing fields, the Navy projects about 300 private wells will be tested. It's important to remember the sampling process is voluntary, limited to specific areas around the military properties, and is for drinking water only. Again, Whiting spokesperson Julie Ziegenhorn.
We're requesting to sample wells of folks that have their primary drinking water source from their wells. If they're hooked up to city water, we would not be sampling those particular wells that might be used for irrigation or sprinklers, that type of thing.
Residents can get information about the Navy's drinking water well testing, review maps, search their address to determine if their property is in a sampling area, and find a number to call for appointments online at whitingfieldpfas.com. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.